It's time for our second feature. In his regular Norwich Through the Decades feature, Derek James of the Evening News remembers the Baedeker raids of 80 years on. His article is read by Sarah Lusher.
Norwich, the first place of any size to be bombed in the Second World War, a city of suffering. It was a sunny afternoon on July the 9th, 1940. People were making their way home from work when two aircraft approached from the northeast. There had been no warning. The first person reported killed was housewife Kate Lovett, aged 60, who was in her garden at Grange Cottage, Salhouse Road. The aircraft then attacked Barnard's Works, Bolton and Paul's factory, Thorpe Station, and attacked the Coleman workers as they walked up a crowded Carrow Hill. Five women died. This short, savage raid claimed the lives of 27 people and injured many more. The war had come to Norwich, and life would never be the same again. From then on, the sound of sirens filled the air and the smell of the raids lingered, one of death and destruction. As the raids continued during 1940 and 1941, defences were strengthened and thousands of men and women were involved in the protection of the city and looking after its citizens. Air raid shelters almost became second homes. Blackout rules were strict, and Chief Constable John Henry Dane warned, "People are not allowed to strike matches in the open at any time during the blackout." Between July 1940 and August 1941, there were 27 raids which killed more than 80 people and injured many more. People needed help and support. Towards the end of 1941, an organisation called the Mutual Aid Good Neighbours Association was formed. It was known and loved as MAGNA, and the woman who stepped forward to run was the formidable and popular Ruth Hardy. It was an organisation people took to their hearts. Covering every street, court and yard in the city, it grew until it had 30,000 women in its ranks, reaching out the hand of friendship, offering kindness, shelter, sympathy and a shoulder to cry on. Thank goodness for MAGNA, and what an important role it would have to play, along with all the other defence and welfare organisations during the last week of April in 1942, the week of the Blitz.